Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric independent medical re-examination. Then under that, support claim services. Under that, 3 Huntington Quadrangle. Under that, suite 401. And then the capital letter N. After that, Melville, comma, New York, 11747. Then skip a couple lines. It's going to say claimant, colon, Nigel Anderson, N-I-G-E-L, last name A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Under that, DOI, colon, 8/6/2020. Under that, claim number, colon, capital N, capital J, capital U, 00203110. Under that, capital S, capital C, capital S, number, colon, capital C, capital R, capital U, capital M, -2020-27. Under that, date of exam, colon, 8/4/2023. And then under that, skip a couple lines, to whom it may concern, colon. Then under that, after skipping a line, a psychiatric re-examination of Nigel Anderson was performed at this examining physician's office, -North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, 222 Middle Country Road, comma, Suite 210, comma, Smithtown, New York, on 8/4/2023, period. Mr. Anderson arrived promptly to his appointment. Scheduled at 11 a.m., which ended at noon, period. A thorough evaluation in the form of his New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only and that no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Under that, new heading, review of medical records, colon. Under that, skip a line, bullet point, psychiatric independent medical examination conducted on 1/31/2023, signed by Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that, indent, IME registration dated 1/31/2023. Under that, indent, independent examiner's report request for information slash response dated 1/31/2023, signed by Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that, indent self-evaluation form dated 2/1/2023, signed by Nigel Anderson. Under that bullet point, Behavioral Medicine Associates progress notes for services on 1/17/2023, comma, 1/31/2023, comma, 2/7/2023, comma, 2/14/2023, comma, 2/21/2023, comma, 3/14/2023, comma, 3/28/2023, comma, 4/25/2023, and 5/9/2023, signed by Meredith Ulster, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H, last name O-L-S-T-E-R, comma, capital L, capital C, capital S, capital W. Under that bullet point, orthopedic independent medical re-examination conducted on 1/30/2023, signed by Stephen L. Period Goodman, capital G, then little O-O-D-M-A-N, comma, M-D. Under that indent, self-evaluation form dated 1/30/2023, signed by Nigel Anderson. Under that bullet point, psychological independent examination conducted on 2/1/2023, signed by Michael H. P. period, Rosenfeld, R-O-S-E-N-F-E-L-D. Under that, independent psychological / psychiatric examination, intake form, dated 2/1/2023, signed by Nigel Anderson. Under that, indent illegible copy of driver's license. Under that, indent cover sheet for report of independent medical examination, date of examination, -2/1/2023. Under that, indent independent examiner report of request for information / response to request regarding independent medical examination, -dated 2/1/2023 and 2/7/2023, signed by Michael Rosenfeld. Under that, indent letter from Support Claim Services to Michael Rosenfeld. Followed by capital P, little s, little y, period, capital D, re-examination appointment, date on 2/1/2023. Under that, indent, blue chip medical reviews, and that's BLUE, then CHIP, medical reviews, Inc., period, regarding COVID-19, signed by Nigel Anderson on 2/1/2023. Under that bullet point, support claim services, letter addressed to Pasternak, P-A-S-T-E-R-N-A-C-K, Tilker, capital T, then little I-L-K-E-R, then capital Ziegler, Z-I-Z, then little I-E-G-L-E-R, and then Watts, W-A-capital-W, then A-L-S, regarding independent medical evaluation report, requested on Nigel Anderson, dated 2/9/2023. Under that bullet point, health insurance claim forms, signed by Meredith Ulster, LCSW, dated 2/9/2023 and 3/5/2023. Under that bullet point, health insurance claim form, signed by Christina Vaglica, DL. So it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, then Vaglica, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, and D period O period, dated 3/10/2023. Under that bullet point, psychiatric office visit / SOAP, capital S, capital O, capital A, capital P notes, completed by Christina Vaglica, D-O, conducted on 2/16/2023 and 5/11/2023. Under that bullet point, office visit notes completed by Omar Salim, MD, first name capital O, then little M-A-R, capital S, and A-L-E-E-M, MD, conducted on 2/16/2023 and 4/27/2023. Under that bullet point, Workers' Compensation Board prior authorization request, capital M, capital T, capital G, variance, completed by Omar Salim for MRI of right ankle on 7/6/2023 with denial of level 1, insurer response and denial of level 2, insurance response on 7/11/2023. And level 3 healthcare providers request for capital M, capital D, capital O, review dated 7/12/2023. Then after that, skip a couple lines. New paragraph. Mr. Nigel Anderson is a 31-year-old single male residing in his own apartment, unemployed, last having worked as an inventory clerk on 8/6/2020 due to a work-related incident in which a wooden pallet fell and injured his right ankle. Period. He was initially treated in a cast and boot and then transitioned to a laced-up ankle bracelet, which he continues to wear. Period. He has been receiving physical therapy and orthopedic treatment follow-up appointments. Period. Mr. Anderson is status post right ankle arthroscopy with Brostrom, B, capital B, then little R-O-S-T-R-O-M procedure, and peroneal, P-E-R-O-N-E-A-L, tendon repair on 9/6/2022, period. And then new paragraph, Mr. Anderson attends physical therapy 2 to 3 times a week for 45-minute sessions, period. He stated that 2 weeks ago, an MRI was performed due to complaints of pain, allegedly related to post-surgical scarring, period. He reports waiting for approval from Workers' Compensation Board for surgical debridement, period. Mr. Anderson describes his pain level as ongoing between 5 to 6/10 and up to 8 to 8.5/10 when doing physical therapy, period. He added that his pain limits his ability to stand for more than 2 to 3 hours and not being able to drive for more than 1 hour, period. As a result, he has concern that he will be unable to stand the required 8 hours to do his, quote, clinicals, end of quote, and is unable to resume playing sports, period. He added feeling frustrated that his doctor's recommendation to do the second surgery has since been denied twice, period. Nonetheless, he also reports being apprehensive that the additional surgery may yield similar results regarding rescarring with the eventual return of pain and swelling, period. New paragraph, Mr. Anderson reports worrying over paying his bills and describes having minimal social interaction due to concern over, then in parentheses, dot, 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 the lack of progress in, then in brackets, his, end of brackets, career, end of quote, period. He states for the past 1 to 2 years, he has not been dating, comma, having decreased sexual urges, comma, decreased appetite, in parentheses, now weighing 160 pounds, end of parentheses, comma, and limited sleep, averaging 4 hours per night, period. Mr. Anderson describes experiencing anxiety more so than depressive symptoms, though added he feels he, quote, dot, 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 is in a dark place, end of quote, at times, since he is unable to do things as he had in the past, period. New paragraph. Mr. Anderson reports continuing in 30-minute therapy sessions with Meredith Olster, O-L-S-T-E-R, once a week for the past 6 months, which he finds beneficial in providing him support and alleviates his anxiety through meditation techniques that he has learned, period. He continues to refuse any psychotropic medication suggestions and as a result only sees his psychiatrist, comma, Christina Vaglica, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, for follow-up every 6 months, period. He denies any alcohol or substance abuse issues, comma, focusing on leading a healthy lifestyle, period. In addition to looking forward to attending his physical therapy sessions, comma, Mr. Anderson reports going to the gym on his own to do upper body workouts, period. New paragraph, Mr. Anderson states he is hopeful of getting surgery on his right ankle in the end of August, comma, then going to rehab for a month, comma, as his surgical technology program starts in October, comma, having 4 to 5 months left to complete, period. He states his goal is to be an assistant to a surgeon as the pay is good and enables him to advance in his career, period. He reports only being interested in the field of healthcare and, comma, quote, dot, 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 can't do a desk job, end of quote, period. However, if unable to work in the surgical field, comma, he may consider another health field position that is less strenuous and doesn't require him to be on his feet as many hours, period. He states, even now he has been reading his program's medical books to keep abreast in his knowledge when he returns to the program, period. New paragraph, mental status examination reveals a 31-year-old tall, slender male, casually groomed in neat attire, wearing a right ankle brace, comma, entering the office with normal gait, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, and goal-directed, period. Mood neutral, comma, describing periods of anxiety and dysthymic tendencies related to his pain and physical limitations, period. Affect appropriate, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. He denies suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Awake, alert, and oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. Under that, skip a couple lines. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Under that, history of F3 2.9, major depressive disorder, comma, single episode, comma, and specified, period. Under that, rule out F3-4.1, dysthymic disorder. Under that, rule out F4-1.9, unspecified anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, since initially evaluated on 1/31/2023, Mr. Anderson's anxiety appears less acute with no recent panic attacks reported, comma, and more generalized in manner, period. His therapy notes have indicated periods of improvement, period. Overall, he presents cautiously optimistic, period. Under that new paragraph, degree of disability, colon, Mr. Anderson currently presents with a mild, in parentheses, 25% to 30%, end of parentheses, temporary causally related disability, period. Under that new paragraph, although Mr. Anderson is making slow but steady progress regarding managing his anxiety exacerbated by his pain and physical limitations, comma, I do not believe he has reached capital MMI, comma, necessitating transitioning back into the work field, period. I believe his adjustment to his injury continues to negatively affect his psychological stability, period, despite his unwillingness for psychopharmacologic intervention, in parentheses, which at this time I do not recommend enforcement, end the parentheses, comma, he is making progress in his individual therapy sessions, which he should continue until he is able to return to some type of employment, period. Under that new paragraph, attestation, colon, I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, comma, that no person or entity has caused, comma, directed, comma, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, comma, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy, period. Under that, Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, diplomat of the American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.